Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder with you here at Trojan Stadium. 12 minutes up on the second quarter clock, a scoreless first quarter. And I guarantee you, there's never been a Bart Curtis football team that's gone three first half quarters without scoring points. And that's what's happened with this Warsaw football team because they've turned the ball over.
Yeah, let's hang on to the football and see how much better we do.
Third down and three coming up for the Tigers to start quarter two. Now working toward the south end of Trojan Stadium, which is now completely enshrouded in shadows. Ball on the far hash mark as we look at it at the 23. Brock with Zollinger behind him. Option play. Brock is going to keep it. He runs into his own guy and loses a yard back to the 24-yard line. That's 2 weeks in a row that that's happened, and that doesn't make any sense.
Well, coming from a quarter break, there should have been, you know, no question what the play was, what people were doing, and obviously there was a miscommunication somewhere.
Fourth down and four now for the Tigers, and Warsaw will go for it from the Chesterton 24. Wings on either side, Egoff on the far side, Ransbottom on the near. One wide out in this formation. There's an extra offensive lineman out there. Option play, Brock going to throw it down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. He had a man open in the flat. Ransbottom was open, but the pass was high, and it had to be hurried because there was pressure coming from the backside, and the Tigers give it back on downs with 11-12 left to play here in the half in a scoreless game.
The third down play really hurt that drive. We had momentum going and good field position and another mistake, and Chesterton is on the move.
Trojans with the football from their 24. 11-12 left to play in the half. Boswell turns and hands off, and McCormick finds very little running room. Give him 2 yards to the give him 1 yard to the 25. He did not get 2 yards, so you only give him credit for one. Again, the Tigers getting to him before he gets a full head of steam, because that's the key. If he gets going, he is hard to bring down.
Well, Eric Pohl, senior outside linebacker, closed the way you're supposed to and made a great tackle.
Second down and eight. Boswell from the shotgun formation turns, hands off to McCormick, hit again behind the line of scrimmage. He won't make it to the 25-yard line this time. Stop back at the 24-yard line. Habegger on the stop with help from Isaac Beam and others, and it's third down in the full 10 basically to get for Chesterton as we pass 10 minutes to go here in the opening half. In a scoreless game, Warsaw's had the ball inside the 25 twice and did not score. Chesterton would like to talk about this next play, and they'll be given an opportunity to do that. No score, Warsaw and Chesterton. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger, Will, and Austin with you at Chesterton High School. Tigers and Trojans scoreless. 10:06 left to play here in this third quarter. Or in the second quarter. Third down and 10 coming up for Chesterton, backed up at their own 24-yard line. And they'll go three wide to the near side, one on the far. McCormick in the backfield with Sebastian Boswell on third down and 10. Boswell takes a snap, drops to throw, looking down the middle. Now pump fakes, he's going to take off and run. 25, he's to the 30, got a block. 35, he's got a first down and pushed out of bounds into the Chesterton bench at the 40-yard line, and that's how Chesterton will get their first down of the football game, a gain of 16 yards on the play.
Can't leave your feet until you have your hands on him, and two Warsaw tacklers kind of dove at ankles, and that created that big play.
Coverage downfield was pretty good. And Boswell's a good athlete. He's not afraid to just go, I'm just going to try this myself. And it worked out there. From the near hash mark at the 40, no score. And Chesterton trying to get out of their own end. Boswell will turn on the delay and hand off to McCormick, and he's not going anywhere. Slow down and stop. Woodward got to him first. Ivan Ponce was there to help him. Ponce did not play last week. He was injured. He's rare to go tonight. It's officially a loss of a yard back to the 39 at second down and 11. The running game's doing nothing for the Trojans.
I'm just loving the big three up front. They're just causing all kinds of problems. They're in the backfield all the time.
Second down and 11. Again, the ball in the near hash mark with just over 9 minutes left to play here in the opening half. Boswell takes a high snap, hands off the delay. McCormick gets a block, gets around the corner. He's going to run into more opposition, though, and he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and his helmet goes flying. Rosas on the stop for the Tigers. Woodward was back there with him. It's a loss of another yard back to the 38 from McCormick, and it's third down and 12.
Rosas needs to do whatever he did today and do it every Friday from now till the Saturday past Thanksgiving.
Third down and 12. Wide side of the field is the near side, which is the left side of the formation. Chesterton has three wideouts on this side. McCormick has to go out to fix his helmet. Boswell rolling left. Fires it to the middle. Got a man wide open. It's a first down across the 50-yard line. Alex Santucci makes the catch to the Tiger 49-yard line. That's a gain of 13 yards and another third down conversion for Chesterton. Actually, yeah, they gave him to the 48, so making a gain of 14.
That was a big play. The intermediate route when they are running a trip set with three receivers to one side is hurting the Tigers.
Something they did not do last week. They're keeping their fullback in the backfield to help with blocking. From the Tiger 48. No score. Chesterton with the ball trying to move down the field. Quick throw to the middle. Again, it's caught. It's caught by Hansen. He's got another first down inside the Tiger 40 down to the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 12. Actually, make it 13 more yards and another first down with exactly 8 minutes to play in the half. Chesterton and Warsaw scoreless, but the Trojans have put together a couple of first downs, three first downs in a row. Ball resting right at the 45-yard line. McCormick runs back into the game for the Trojans. Play clock at 15 as they start to huddle up, although they look confused as to what the play is going to be. They'll break the huddle with 8 on that play clock. Ball near the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. Boswell back to throw. Whistle sound, and Chesterton's going to take their second timeout. 7:29 left to play in the half. No score. Warsaw and Chesterton were back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder back with you at Chesterton. 7:29 left to play first half. The Trojans have taken two timeouts on this drive. They have a first down and 10 from the Tiger 35-yard line. We are scoreless to this point in the football game. Boswell, two wideouts right, two left. Back to throw. He's going to be hit. The blitz is on. He'll get away from one. He won't get away from two. The ball came out of there. It's rolling around at the bottom of the pile. Body's flying on top of it, but I think Boswell got back on it. He did. Isaac Beam and Cohen Hetty caused him the problems. It's a running play and a loss of two back to the 37-yard line. Tigers with their second sack of the football game. Beam gets part of it. Cohen Hetty gets the other part. We'll see what the film shows. That's what we saw in real time. Under 7 minutes to play first half. Trojans looking for the go-ahead score. They're at the Tiger 37. Delay to McCormick. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Again, mouthpieces flying everywhere. No gain on the play from McCormick. Stopped on the play by Pohl and Woodward and Beam. It's third down and 12.
It's a party on defense.
It is.
It's hard to determine how many initial hits because the Warsaw defense is really swarming and gang tackling. It's an excellent effort.
But here comes third and 12. Can the Tigers get off the field? Chesterton with a couple long pass plays have been able to move the chains, one on a scramble play for Boswell, and the others on passing plays. This is third down and 12. They have to get the ball right to the Tiger 25. You have one back in the backfield. Boswell takes a look around at the Tiger defense. Now leans forward and takes a head-high snap. Looking right, looking left, throws it up the far side of the field, and it's overthrown incomplete. Hanson had a step on the Tiger defender over there, which was Leighton Isbell. Safety help was coming, but the pass was overthrown by about 5 feet, and now it's fourth down and 12. And they're sending in an offensive play with 5:48 left to play in a scoreless first half.
That was a changeup. Warsaw went man coverage on that one.
We're halfway through the second quarter. We've been playing for approximately 35 minutes. Boswell on fourth down and 12. He's going to step back, and he's going to kick it down the field. Everybody stays away from it from the Tigers. It will bounce at the 16, roll across the 15, and die at the 13-yard line. So the Tiger defense bends. They do not break. And with 5:37 left, the offense goes back onto the field in a scoreless game.
I think we need a big play. I'm ready for a big play. Are you, Roger?
I am ready for a big play. No question about that. So Warsaw takes over after the punt from their own 16-yard line. 5:37 left to play. First half, they have all three of their timeouts. But they have given up the ball on downs and fumbled twice here in their first three possessions of the game. Option play left, up the middle. Zollinger stumbles forward, and they'll give him 2 yards to the 17-yard line. Second down and 8 coming up for the Tigers. Again, for the second week in a row, they fumbled on each of their first two possessions. Fumbled it once on their last timeout, was able to keep it, but ended up losing it on downs. Brock running right, pitches back. This is Egoff looking for the corner. He'll turn upfield at the 18, gets the 20, and gets pushed to the Chesterton bench at the 22-yard line. That's a gain of 6 yards on the play. It'll set up third down and about 2 to get.
I'm happy that number 4, Egoff, I'm glad he got his hands on the football. We need to get everybody involved, and attacking the perimeter is a great way for us to use our speed.
He might be the best athlete of the team. He's certainly top 5. He's, in my opinion, he's top 3. I think he might be the best one. Option play up the middle. Zollinger's got the first down across the 25-yard line out to the 28-yard line. That is a gain of 6 more yards for Reed Zollinger. That is another first down for Warsaw with 4:53 left to play in the half in a scoreless game, Warsaw and Chesterton.
Now we're going big boy, unbalanced line again.
Tigers have 6 offensive linemen in the game. The extra one is Rosas. He's lined up on the left end. Nolan is out wide left. Quentin Brock, option play left, hands off Zollinger, and he gets stood up and struggles to the 30 for a gain of 2 yards. Remember, the Tigers won the toss and deferred, so they get the third quarter kickoff. However, you got 4 minutes here. You'd like to string some first downs together and let your defense rest a little bit, maybe giving them the rest of the half off.
Also, you've got a good field goal kicker in Smythe, and you got to watch the clock. You just got to give yourself a chance to score.
And the Tigers are going to take timeout. 3:53 left in the half. Warsaw nothing. Chesterton nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 3:53 left to play, second quarter. Warsaw nothing. Chesterton nothing. Tigers facing second down and 8 from their own 30-yard line. To answer your question, there have been none, not a single one. Again, we have 4 minutes left in the half, and we have played essentially for 40 minutes. So the Tigers face second down and 8 from their 30. Quentin Brock under center, option play left, pitches it back. It ball bounces on the ground. It's rolling around loose. It's recovered by Chesterton. The pass was off target. Isbell couldn't grab it, and it's recovered by the Trojans at the Tiger 23-yard line. And Warsaw has 3 lost fumbles here in the first half.
Another sudden change challenge. The defense, the goal here from this field position should be, you know, give up a field goal attempt. Just don't let him get six.
Three Tiger fumbles in the first half. Bart Curtis has not felt well this week. He's been sick. This is not making him feel any better. Trojans with 3:47 left and one timeout. Start from the Tiger 23-yard line. Boswell turns and hands off to McCormick. Hit behind the line of scrimmage. Gets away this time. 20, runs over a man at the 15. He's down to the 13-yard line. They'll give him to the 12. That's Chesterton's best running play of the game other than the scramble by Boswell. And it's a first down for the Trojans, a gain of 11.
Yeah, we don't need number three for Chesterton, the McCormick kid. We don't need him getting crazy.
3.5 minutes left. Clock running, first half. Trojans, first down and 10 from the Tiger 12. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation as the Trojans go to the north end of their own stadium. Boswell, two backs in the backfield. Hand off to McCormick. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Tigers were up for the task that time. It's a loss of a yard back behind the 13-yard line. And again, Woodward was back in there, and so was Beam as the Tigers continue to do very well at the line of scrimmage. Chesterton has already used two timeouts. Time not a big factor there at the 13-yard line with under 3 minutes left to play in the half. Two wideouts make it three to the near side. Watch McCormick. He is in the slot on the left. One wideout to the far side, which is the short side. Boswell is going to fake the handoff, throw it to the middle. Got a man wide open. It's Hansen. He is hogtied and thrown down by Egoff at the five-yard line. That's a gain of 8. It sets up third down. The clock's still running with 2:25 left to play in the half. Still scoreless at the moment. Chesterton certainly within striking distance. They need 4 yards to get a first down. Their kicker, Alex Drews, made an extra point last week. But he also missed one. Well, the snap was bad. So keep that in mind. Boswell will hand off to McCormick. He gets past the 5-yard line. He's going to be very close to the first down. It's going to depend on the spot. Down to the 3. They're going to mark him short. According to the chain gang, he's short of the first down. It's 4th down and 1. 4th down and less than 1. 4th and maybe like a foot. 1:35 left to play in the half. Mark Peterson leaves his offense on the field. They go heavy in the backfield. They've got 2 defensive linemen in there. Boswell, hard count, takes a snap, hands off McCormick, dives to the pile. It's pushed backwards. How far did he get? How far did he get? The Tiger defense is running off the field. They think they've stopped him. Let's see. The referee runs over to take a look at it. It's first down, Tigers. The Tiger defense has done it again. With 1:21 to go in the half, Warsaw gets a stand inside their 5.
Can't get any better than that. The defense up the middle was just outstanding. Gang tackling, everybody getting after it, making a fourth down play. That's just great to see.
So the Tigers now, talk about having to secure the ball. You have 1:20 left, 1:21 left. Chesterton has one timeout left. But right now, Warsaw has had the ball 4 times, and they've lost a fumble on 3 of those 4 possessions. So let's see if maybe they do like a quarterback sneak. Brock is going to hand off up the middle. Zollinger will struggle to the 5. That's a gain of 2. Mark Peterson looks back at the clock. He's going to wait to burn that final timeout. Gain of 2, 2nd down and 8 coming up for Warsaw. Clock down to 104, 103. 102 left in the half. Stay tuned. The Collier's Family of Brands halftime show is coming your way. Scores of other games, first half stats, local news, all on the way. Brock under center from the 5. Well, handoff up the middle. Zollinger will get to the 7-yard line. Give him 2 more yards, and the clock is still running. I'm surprised that Mark Peterson didn't take a timeout right there. Does he know he has one left?
I believe he does. I think he knows that it really wouldn't matter. Warsaw is going to have the ability to run it out.
Yeah, but if they fumble, give him more time to do something with it. And, hey, 3 out of 4 times in this game, they fumbled.
It's a good point.
Does Warsaw have to run a play? They don't. Warsaw's going to let the clock run out to halftime. What a strange ride we had in the first 24 minutes of football. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Warsaw took a timeout. Timeout Tigers. So Bart Curtis wasn't sure if they had to take a timeout or not. So he did. So Warsaw is going to have to snap it one more time. And then we'll go to halftime. Warsaw has 1 timeout left. So does Chesterton. I'm surprised that I will not criticize him for not, but I am very surprised that Chesterton did not take a timeout, at least after second down, because it would have given them a chance to force Warsaw to run at least another play. Now from the 7, Warsaw has 3rd down with 6/10 of a second left to play before we get to halftime. Warsaw goes into what is described as the victory formation, but nothing that Warsaw's done on offense would allow them to be in the victory formation. They take the knee, and that gets us officially to halftime. No score after 2 quarters, Warsaw and Chesterton. When we come back, we'll do something because there's no scoring to run down. We'll figure something out, and we'll do that next here on Warsaw Tiger Football on News Now Warsaw.